This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in April of this year. We're talking about Rosenbaum. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ROSN. With us today, we're very fortunate and lucky to have him, is the CEO of the company, Mr. Fred Angelopoulos, going to bring us up to speed. Fred, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Everett Jolly. Great to talk to you again. It's always a pleasure.
You know, before we get started, I know you've been having a lot of moving parts here in the last five and a half months since we spoke. Give my new listeners just a little bit of a about statement, who you guys are and what you do, before we get into the Q&A.
Absolutely. Well, Rosenbaum is a company that really evolved from the fruit and vegetable juicing market with organic ways to extract and press fruit and vegetable juices. So kind of our mission from day one has always been about safe, solventless, organic extraction. And extracts come in many forms. Peanuts can be extracted, peanut oil, lavender, rosemary, olive oil, and of course, you know, cannabis and CBD-related products. So we've been in the market for about 4 years. We've developed an award-winning technology. We have patents filed, granted, and pending on our technology. We're very committed to providing the market and with the consumer with a safe, solventless solution for producing extracts, either at home as a consumer or as processors and people who are growing their own plants. And so that's a little bit about the Rosenbaum story. We're very much committed to safe, healthy, solventless organic extraction, which, you know, I think people forgot a little bit about the vape scare because I came right on the heels of the pandemic. But, you know, a lot of that really occurred around solvents being found in extracted products. So that's a little bit about the Rosenbaum story. We pride ourselves in making best of breed technology. In fact, we're the only products on the market in our category that has a lifetime warranty. And we also have a true force guarantee, which means that we guarantee that the amount of force that is stated on the product will operate at that level through the life of the product. And we're the only company that does that. So we're all about great technology, safe, solventless, and providing a great solution for our customers.
Fred, that's okay. Let's change gears here for a second. I want to talk about your revenues, which they have been growing quarter over quarter over quarter, I think the last three consecutive quarters. That being said, where are you getting the growth from? Give us a projection over the next two or three quarters, if you were, and just your thoughts on the market in general.
Yeah. Well, as you said, we have grown significantly. We're on a this is our year-end month. We're on a September year-end.
Right.
So through three quarters of the year, we doubled our revenue from all of last year. And I think that, was significant. We focused on really delivering and separating ourselves from a lot of the competitors in the market with our collaborations, with our patented technology, and expanding our channel. Expanding our distribution channel and as I mentioned briefly, Hawthorne, Scotts Miracle-Gro, you know, those are the type of channels that allows us to get one step closer to the processors, the gardeners, the growers and things like that. So it's just been and I would also say we definitely improved our supply chain. This is something we spent a lot of time on during the pandemic, which was really improving our supply chain so that we can meet the demand, increased demand for our product. So I think combination of those, all those factors have contributed to our successful growth.
You know, like I said earlier in the show, you haven't been on the show since April. A lot of things have happened for your company in a positive way. One, you're doing a collaboration with Tommy Chong. So bring us up to the date since the last time you've been on the show for new partnerships and collaborations.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, this is something that we're really excited about, the chance to work with an iconic guy like Tommy Chong. And so what we've done, we're actually launching our second collaboration with him. And so we're thrilled about that. We launched one in the late spring. And what we basically did is we created, you know, we have a consumer product called the Rosenbaum Rocket. And we created a version of it, which is called the Tommy Rocket. the Rosenbaum Rocket is really, you know, it's designed for the consumer. It's 11 pounds. It's beautiful brushed stainless steel. It sits on your countertop, and it was really meant to put the power of, you know, self extraction to the consumer. And Tommy loved that. He's a very holistic guy.
Yes, he is.
And he really is. And he's all about wellness. It's really his whole, you know, position in the market is accessibility and providing wellness. And so we deliver, you know, we built a product which has his custom art, which is basically wrapped around the frame of the product. So you're getting this, you know, original Tommy Chong art, and he signs them. They're collectible. So you get, you know, the best consumer press on the market and Tommy Chong's artwork and signed and numbered by Tommy. So that was what, you know, we launched that in kind of late spring. It was very, very successful. In late July, we were at the Champs show in Las Vegas with Tommy, had a huge crowd around, and he was signing the machines and autographs. And, you know, it's just amazing to see this guy who, you know, he's not a spring chicken, but boy, he sure acts like it. He's so full of life and, such a compassionate guy. So now we're doing a new collaboration with him where we're doing his actually etched art. We're doing etchings of his art right onto the machine, and he's going to sign these as well. So now we say not only is our product guaranteed for life, but so is Tommy's art, because it will be engraved right into the machine. It's his custom artwork. He's going to sign those as well. It's a limited edition. We are just so thrilled to be working with Tommy again. It's an exclusive in the extraction market, and it's just been kind of like a little bit of a dream for us to spend time with him, and you know, he's done so much. He's a Renaissance guy. I mean, he writes music. He's an artist. Of course, he's an actor, a writer, a comedian, an activist. Could not be more thrilled about our collaboration with Tommy, and very honored, to be honest, that he chose us to work with.
I want to change gears here in the closing arguments, if you will, is that people that are listening to the interview and maybe wanting to take a position in your stock, what's the future for the company? How are we going to grow from here? Yes, we've had some good quarters, 2 and 3 quarters, but where do we go from here? How are we going to build success?
Well, it's a good question. I think, first of all, I'd say it's a great time to buy the stock. It's good value right now. I really believe, you know, we continue to push the envelope in technology. We have some new technologies that are coming out, in the late fall, probably early winter, that are going to be breakthrough technologies. I'd love to come back at that time and talk to you about it. But we're continuing to push the envelope to get to a broader market. So we have some very significant new products. And I'm also very excited about our relationship with Scotts Miracle-Gro and Hawthorne Gardening, because, you know, our M60, that technology was really developed for volume processing. Most of the volume processing that goes on in this industry is extracted through CO2 extraction or butane, just a lot of solvents. And to get a product accepted with Scotts Miracle-Gro, with Hawthorne, their gardening division, it's a very, very difficult and challenging proposition because you have to meet their very high criteria. We redesigned our product, added all UL components, got it accepted as meeting their quality standards, and just recently were notified that it's approved for distribution. So this, I think, gets, you know, they have 1,100 gardening stores that are their tier one resellers. And if we can, you know, get distribution to those stores, I mean, it's exponential growth for the company.
Yeah, that'd be huge.
So we're thrilled about that.
We only got about 30 seconds left for the show here, and I want to get your last thoughts. What is it that you really want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, I'd like them to understand that we're a company of that builds high quality components. So we set the standard. You know, we've been featured in Forbes. We've been featured in Engadget. We believe that, you know, we make the best products. We stand behind them with our lifetime warranty. And we're all about a holistic, safe, and solvent product for the consumer. That's kind of our passion.
Fred, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I'm a big believer in what you guys are doing out there. I've been watching your stock price go up. I've been watching your revenues go up. And again, anytime you want to come on the show, you're always welcome.
My pleasure, Everett. I really appreciate you having me on.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.